USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal judge is expected to issue a nationwide injunction blocking operational changes by the U.S. Postal Service after ruling yesterday that the changes have made mail delivery slower and less efficient. The decision also says the July policy changes have developed a substantial possibility for voters to be disenfranchised in November. Hurricane Sally has left the building, but residents of low-lying areas along the Gulf Coast are still dealing with rising waters from rivers and creeks because of the huge amount of rainfall. This woman lives in Bay County, Florida.
This is the worst we've ever had up here in rain and flooding. We've even through Michael, the rain's been a whole lot worse.
At least two deaths in Alabama and Georgia blamed on the storm, around 400,000 people still without power, the remnants of Sally now off the New England coast. And this is USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And, of course, that's just the start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration now funneling more assistance to the nation's farmers, as at a rally last night in Wisconsin. The president said an additional $13 billion is on its way to farmers impacted by coronavirus starting next week. Previously, the president announced a $19 billion package to help farmers back in April. Also at the rally, the president said of the November election and his reelection race against Democrat Joe Biden,
Biden wins, very simple, China wins. If Biden wins, the mob wins. If Biden wins, the rioters, anarchists, arsonists, and flag burners, they win.
Meanwhile, Biden said during a CNN town hall that Trump should step down before the election even happens because of his response to the pandemic. Biden arguing that President Trump is more concerned about the stock market and winning re-election than he is about the American people. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled youmove.com.
Federal investigators still have not determined what caused a deadly boat fire off the coast of Southern California a year ago. The NTSB releasing documents yesterday from the tragic incident that left 34 people dead. It states nothing was recovered that could be pointed out as an ignition source of that September fire. Only five people, all crew members, managed to escape, and the 75-foot diving boat went down near Santa Cruz Island. The agency will be holding a public hearing next month to announce further findings and recommendations. Virginia is the latest state to reject rapper Kanye West's attempts to make it to the November ballot for the White House. The state Supreme Court has turned down an appeal from West upholding a lower court ruling that rejected his ballot application because he failed to meet a requirement that at least 13 people pledge their support for his campaign. The matter went to court after the state elections officials said numerous people who had signed papers supporting West's bid later said they were misled about what they were signing. And it's the 50th anniversary of the death of Jimi Hendrix. The guitar legend died of an accident drug overdose on September 18, 1970. Some concerts previously unreleased from 1970 can be heard in a new documentary that's coming out this November. Find us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.